If you're on Facebook, you've probably noticed the new emojis you can use to express your feelings in reaction to a post. Before, you could only like a post, but now you can also express anger, sadness, shock, and love. Advertisers mine these emojis to find out what you like and don't like. And there's another group of people that does something a little more shocking with the data gathered from these emojis. Law enforcement. Independent journalist Ali Winston reported on the new emojis for the Center for Investigative Reporting. I reached him in his office to chat about it. So your recent report on Facebook's new reactions for the five people left who don't use Facebook, can you explain what they are?
So Facebook's reactions are a set of several emoticons. Smiley faces, angry faces, shocked faces, just these little images that represent emotions that have been added into Facebook's user interface so that you can react to a posting with one of these four or five emotions. So instead of just being able to like an article or comment on it as you were in the past, now you can add a reaction which connotates an emotion or a sentiment.
And what are they meant to do?
Well, for years, Facebook users have clamored for something as simple as a dislike button, right?
Right.
They can show an emotion other than, oh, well, you know, we like this or we don't, or this is what I have to say about it. So Facebook came up with another solution. They didn't create a dislike button, which has upset some people still, but they have come up with another solution where they have inputted these emojis where you can express emotion. In the real world, these emojis are also very useful for advertising and marketing purposes because they allow businesses and, you know, data mining companies to get a better gauge on sentiment and reaction to particular topics, to particular products potentially, locations, levels of interest. You can actually think about these emojis as lines in an Excel file, and that you can think of them as, you know, as being individually numbered almost, so that if you have a positive reaction, if you smile, you know, somebody puts a smiley face next to something, you put that you put a check in that column. If somebody puts an angry face, you put a check in that column. It is a way for companies and firms to better figure out their target audience and to better market those products. Because you have to remember that Facebook's user data, their business model is predicated on selling their data for advertisements. This is another way to get added value out of the data that the users put into it. And, you know, Facebook has hundreds of millions of users.
And so your reporting reveals that these reactions actually help not just the advertising world and marketing world, but law enforcement and intelligence agencies. So can you kind of explain how that is?
The work of an advertising firm and the work of an intelligence agency is not that different. You are trying to figure out someone's level of interest in a certain topic, their level of involvement, their level of engagement, and their potential reaction to certain events or their potential for doing certain things.
Mm-hmm.
What intelligence agencies hope to do is they hope to be able to, they're looking to build up profiles of individuals through social media scraping. This is a technique known as open source intelligence, or OSINT. That's an acronym that's frequently used because social media is considered to be open source intelligence.
Open source intelligence, okay.
Yes, it's considered open to the public. It's not an intercept like somebody's cell phone communications or their emails. This is material that we freely post for the broader world to see, be it our friends or whoever else. For example, you look at a law enforcement agency trying to respond to protests. They're going to search for Black Lives Matters as a hashtag, or BLM or another hashtag, and they will look to see what users think about this. They will try and find people who support it. They will try and find people who have posted videos of officer-involved shootings with, you know, outraged or angry emojis. And they use a number of software platforms for this. There's a growing range of businesses that have created software programs that can mine social media for sentiment and for hashtags, for location, to build out profiles of events that law enforcement should be aware of that are geotagged. They're tagged to specific locations, and they're obviously tagged to specific individuals.
Right. That's Ali Winston, an independent journalist. And so people, I think, are wondering, what do companies that we trust as users, Apple, a Facebook, a Twitter, an Instagram, do they have to take what they know from what their users are posting and kind of hand that over to law enforcement? What is that relationship like in terms of Facebook?
Well, Facebook has complied with law enforcement requests for information since its inception. I think it's important to note that this is all information that people are voluntarily submitting. They're voluntarily posting on these platforms, and that is all that information is available to law enforcement with a subpoena.
And so you've been doing this reporting. What would you advise a Facebook user to do, to not do? What do you think?
Don't use it. If you don't feel comfortable with having this information available to the authorities, don't use it.
Don't use Facebook.
There was life before Facebook, and there's life after Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a Facebook account?
I do, but I don't post on it.
What do you do with it if you don't post?
I look at what other people post, honestly. I don't post reactions. I take a very controlled approach to allowing people access to it. And quite frankly, it's not something that I use for work.
Okay. And you don't use it to socialize or anything like that either?
Not really.
Or, you know, many of us use it to socialize with family that are far away or friends that are far away. So you think even kind of benign things like that may end up kind of coming back to us in some way?
I mean, that information is all out there for a commercial purpose. If I want to communicate with somebody, I tend to do it by a cell phone or by emailing them or by texting them. I mean, there are a number of applications out there that allow us to text and call for free and that have security features that are by far and away much better than what exists on Facebook. So, and it's also, they're not being mined for information about my preferences or about my relationships with certain people. Over time, there's been a number of privacy-related scandals and pushback from Facebook users about the company's unilateral attempts to impose changes in their interface and how their data is being used and how their location, their preferences are being shared with commercial entities. This is a fundamental tension at the heart of Facebook's operating model. It's a free platform. Anybody has a right to access it. Anybody has a right to create an account. But the price of that is that all your information is mined. So if this is a concern that people have, I'm not saying that everyone should have equal privacy concerns or does have equal privacy concerns. But people who are worried about how their information is used, for example, if you're a Muslim and you're worried about posting any sort of political information on your Facebook account, because you're afraid of the FBI or law enforcement showing up at your door, which has happened. There have been numerous cases of this happening around the country. If this is something you're concerned about, don't use it.